Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
And about... Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Sometimes you just gotta do what you just gotta do. So what do I mean by that? Last night, we had the Radio Maria show. Oh, I think it's a good one, so keep your eye peeled for the YouTube videos that come out. Because Christine and I just chat with everyone and ask a lot of questions. We believe some people are just asleep during this COVID crisis, during, you know, this discussion about vaccines. And we were online all day yesterday just doing research and pulling out, you know, quotes and facts to put out in front of the world for people who might just be walking like a zombie through this whole experience and possibly believing everything that's been spoon-fed to them. So it will be an awesome one. Keep an eye out for that. But Christine took a little couple days off. She's going to take a couple Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So it won't be out until probably Monday or Tuesday. Which is awesome because, you know, sometimes you just got to do what you just got to do. And that's the title of this because last night when we were done talking after the show, I go upstairs to go to sleep. It's about 11:30 and that's late for me. I mean, my husband and I are usually giving each other the eye saying, is it time to go to bed yet? It's like 8:30. So no question, usually by 9, we're in bed. And we're up by 5 o'clock in the morning, and he's gone by 5:30. I start my prayers at that time. But this morning was different, so I go upstairs. He's still awake. I'm like, are you okay? So we researched up until the show. I didn't even get to talk to him when he came home from work, which was about 8:15. And he's totally stressed out. Has new responsibilities. Everything's just a mess. So every time he lifts up the rock, he finds like all this slimy, creepy, crawly stuff under there and lifts up another rock and there's more. I mean, it's bad. So I know that he's stressed out and he doesn't feel like he's making much progress because every time he turns around, he's got another problem, another fire to put out. So 3 o'clock this morning, he gets up and he goes, oh, don't worry about it. Stay in bed. And I usually get up so I can make his coffee, make his lunch, you know, take care of Frankie, the dog, and then he's on his way. And I'm thinking, okay, yeah, I'm not going to stay in bed while you get up and go to the office, the breadwinner of this family, taking care of us. You know, I'm going to get up and take care of you. So he goes on his way and Frankie and I feed him. I usually don't feed him this early. And we decide we're going to go back up and go to bed. But I set the alarm for 5:30. And the alarm went off. And I said, Lord, I'm just tired. And I know that this isn't the way that I normally start my day. And I know that this is what I tell a lot of people. Don't do what Satan wants you to do. But on the other hand, I don't have a lot of appointments and a lot of things that I have to get done today in particular. So I made the decision and I said, Lord, I love you. I will spend time with you when I get up. I'm just not going to get up right now. And so I turned the alarm off and I rolled over. Frankie was all confused. And I went back to bed. And then he ended up waking me up because I think he really had to go potty. Number two, I think. So we got up and I immediately got on to get this podcast out there because I know that people like to start their day. I know this is across the globe that people listen to this, but I know that there are others who say, hey, I like to start my day putting Jesus on with you. So I thought, okay, that is one thing that I am supposed to do. And so make sure I get up and at least not put this out there at noon. There were some times when I wasn't getting to this, publishing it until much, much later during the day. And then one person said, I love to start my day with you. A podcast addict. She sent me her podcast list in an email. And it's like 30-something podcasts. And some of them are an hour. Some of them are half an hour. And she says that she listens to mine first because it's short and she feels like she puts Jesus on every day. So that was probably a message from God saying, hey, people listen to this and maybe it helps them start their day. So get it out there first thing when you can, at least after my prayers. So this is a prayerless, I should say, no prayers before this, no readings to reflect on, just sometimes you got to do what you got to do, what you feel. If you need a little more rest, you need a nap during the day, you need to disconnect. We can't fully disconnect from God because there's zero reason to do that. We should be fully plugged in and connected to God all day. But I think it was an intense day yesterday, and we wanted to make sure that we didn't come across as these conspiracy theorists or, you know, labeled anything. We just wanted to raise some questions. And I think it went well. I don't know. You guys can tell me. You can listen to it when it comes out. Make sure you subscribe to Queen of Peace Media and or subscribe to my YouTube channel as well. Actually, if you would subscribe, I'm almost there. I'm just about ready where I can go live on YouTube and have an interaction and an exchange live with people, seeing questions and talking about some topics that I think are hard to do a one-way deal, like the podcast and my weekly videos for the Truth Seekers and one-way live videos on YouTube or my off-the-cuff videos. It's hard, not live on YouTube, live on Facebook. And my off-the-cuff videos, it just seems so one-way. And I know that a lot of people have trouble, you know, at one particular time to go on a live webinar. You know, you've got those all over the place, right? Talk to Father Mike Schmitz live tonight at 8:30. Well, I happen to be doing something at 8:30 tonight, so I can't see it. So can you catch it later? And those types of things. That's what I'm hoping, that having all of it on YouTube, you can just watch it later, even though you can't ask your own question. Okay. So again, help me out if you can. Help out a sister and subscribe to the YouTube channel of mine. Just search Kendra space Von space space Esch and click the red box and then click subscribe. Click all. That's kind of important because you'll be notified when a video gets out there. And especially you want to be notified with a live video. Otherwise, you're going to miss it. And that's that. Enough on that side. Thank you. Love you. Appreciate the support on that because I just need a few more and I could do that. Okay. So what are you going to do that you just got to do and don't feel guilty about it? If it's a nap, it's a nap. Is it a little time away from the family? Maybe your whole family is sitting with you all this whole shutdown time and you just need to get out of the house. Maybe you can take a trip in your car and go sit in a church. Talk about nothing but peace and calmness and just pure serenity. I did that on Wednesday and it was incredible. Or just go in your car in the garage, flip the seat back and take a nap. Maybe you can pray your rosary somewhere in peace. Or pull out that book. Maybe it's not a spiritual book, but it's a book that you've been wanting to read. It's not smutty. It's not bad for your mind. And just curl up with your favorite drink. Maybe it's a glass of wine tonight. Just do what you gotta do to feel like I love me. I think sometimes we have so many things on our plates, so much stuff that we feel responsible for, that we forget to take care of ourselves. This is men and women alike. And we've got our families, if we're married, or we've got our jobs, if we're working, we've got ministries, we've got things that we're concerned about, our extended family, our houses, our people that are maybe sick in our life, maybe we're caretaking. There's a lot going on that I think doing what we got to do to make sure that we're okay so that we can be the best person in other people's lives, and also just loving ourselves, doing something that is kind of maybe selfish, not doing it for weeks at a time, right? I mean, don't totally check out, but just, they could call it pampering yourself. Do something for you and only you that makes you feel like you're taking care of yourself. Maybe it's a bubble bath. Maybe it's a walk. Maybe it's just taking a nap outside. It's kind of a yucky, rainy-ish day. I don't know when spring is going to come to this, you know, part of the world. It's crazy. I live in Chicago and it's been, you know, 50 degrees, but it's okay. I kind of don't mind it because I'm stuck in the house, although I can go outside. Anyway, I love you all. I hope you do something just for the sake of doing it today. If it's not bad for you and it makes you feel like you're loving yourself and you just got to do what you just got to do. Sorry for repeating that, but I really want you to take that to heart. And maybe today is the day, or sometime over the weekend. In the United States, we have a long weekend. It's Memorial Day. I'll still come to you on Monday. Because I just feel like there's a lot of people who don't have Memorial Day, and this is a worldly podcast. There's people all over the place that listen to this. So I love you. God bless you. Put on Jesus today. Be the best to yourself, for yourself, with yourself, and love God all day. Praise Him, thank Him, and I will talk to you on Monday. God bless you.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Have you ever been put on the spot and asked to explain or defend Catholic teaching on sensitive topics such as abortion, same-sex marriage, or the Eucharist? What to Say and How to Say It is a straightforward and practical resource by Brandon Vogt, best-selling and award-winning author of Why I Am Catholic and You Should Be Too. He offers essential tools for articulating even the most contentious aspects of your Catholic faith with clarity and confidence. You can get a copy of this important new book at AveMariaPress.com. Use code TALKFAITH to get 25% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch, artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.